By all accounts, this year's session has been much less contentious compared to last year. That's when Democrats used their majority to pass stricter gun laws, a new voting bill that allows for all-mail ballots, and tougher renewable energy standards for electric co-ops.
The first half is usually a little quieter than the second half. Obviously calmer than last year, and part of that's just the numbers. 17-18 makes a difference on the floor.
That's Republican Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman of Colorado Springs. The difference he's referring to is the loss of two Democrats in the Senate after recall elections. Republicans took their place, narrowing the majority. Despite the change, Democratic House Majority Leader Dickie Lee Hollinghorst says the parties in both chambers are working well together.
The party of no has turned into the party of, well, maybe. Let's talk about it. And I applaud their every effort to engage in constructive dialogue.
Republicans and Democrats are pushing a package of flood and wildfire recovery bills, measures that would give counties additional money for road repairs and more budget flexibility to respond to natural disasters. And both parties also support a bill to try to begin restoring some of the deep budget cuts in K-12 schools. Speaker of the House Mark Ferrandino says it's a first step.
We have to live in the realities we live in. If we can only afford so much, we can't, over-leverage ourselves.
But the education community says the bill doesn't do enough and comes with too many mandates. Democratic Senate President Morgan Carroll says she understands their concerns.
I think what we're coming up against is pent-up frustration about the fact that they're cumulatively probably over $1 billion short. Patience is running out, and they'd like to catch up all at once with no strings attached.
But lawmakers also say that's not likely to happen, as there are lots of pressures on the budget this year. The state's quarterly revenue forecast on March 18th is expected to be lower than projected. While there will be more money available for the budget, Speaker Ferrandino says not every good idea will get funding.
There are a lot of requests for money. Revenue is coming up, but revenue is not coming up enough to meet everyone's request. We'll go back to what our priorities are, floods and wildfire, economic security, and education.
Lawmakers are also working on several bipartisan bills to update the state's telecom laws and create more broadband access in rural Colorado. There's also a proposal still in the works for an aerial firefighting fleet. And Republican House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso wants to put $100 million into the state highways.
Now, in the grand scheme of things, that's not going to fund our entire transportation budget, but it at least starts the process of getting general fund dollars into transportation.
That's just one of the many budget-related bills lawmakers will debate later this month. Passing a balanced budget is the only thing the state legislature is constitutionally required to do each year. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.